What if everything we've been told about aging is wrong and the reason you feel older has nothing to do with your age? So welcome back to the show. We all know someone who seems to get stronger, sharper, and more energetic with age, while someone else starts feeling old long before they should. So what is the difference? Today's guest believes aging isn't just about the candles on your birthday cake. It's about what's happening inside your body every single day. Joining us once again is Dr. Haney Damian. He's a board-certified spine surgeon, CEO, healthcare entrepreneur, and one of the leading voices in regenerative medicine, longevity, and preventative healthcare. And today we're separating fact from fiction and uncovering what really keeps us healthy, mobile, and vibrant as we age. Dr. Damian, it's been way too long. I was going to come to Toronto and pull you out of your hiding so you could come back on the show. It's so good to see you.
It's great to see you, Lisa, and thanks again for having me.
I'm excited for this conversation. You were telling me a little bit about what's going on in your world and what you're discovering and what you're doing, which we'll get into a little bit later. But first, let's talk about aging. So if I asked 100 people why we age, what answer would they probably give and why would they be wrong? What's the truth?
I think that we age because it's an inevitable phase of life. Unfortunately, it's not true. That's why we see people age will be the same age. I have people that they are 40 years old, 50 or 60 years old, and they look at their peers or colleagues at the same age, and they're way older than their actual age. I personally stop guessing when a patient comes to the room, their age anymore. I used to guess the first few minutes, and yeah, he or she looks probably in their 40s. I stopped because I was shocked many times. Numerous times I was wrong. I look at there, I said, I will be startled. During the interview, sorry, how old are you? Because it would say the patient is 40 and in front of me, a patient that looks like 60 or 70. No offense, but you look back into this, that's the choices that we make.
Yeah.
Still, the choices that we make from age of 5 will affect how we age. And we'll dive through this. But aging in a nutshell, Lisa, is multi-organ energy failure, period. The science is clear now. This is not me. This is not a biohack. It is clear. Our organs are failing because our tissues are not getting enough energy to get this power planet activated. The is the nucleus, the center, the power planet. And unfortunately, it doesn't get enough energy. When we're younger, all our energy is to grow, play, and go to school, right? When we get older, we have many more and much more to do, right? We have to match this to our energy. We don't. We don't sleep enough. We don't eat enough. We don't exercise enough, right? And we start getting picky about our food and we eat less nutritious food that will deplete our system, our hormones from the good stuff that we need to energize our cells. That's really in a nutshell. If you're aging, your tissues are not recovering, period.
Something you said was really interesting to me. So you said we begin aging at the age of 5. So most people feel like aging starts like 40s, 50s, 60s. But you said aging begins at the age of 5. Can you explain that?
The science is very clear, Lisa. We discovered years ago that if you start, if I detect that you have diabetes, that means it's been brewing in your system 5 years. Before that, the minute your blood sugar goes up on glucometer, that means that your system already failing or unable to digest sugar and glucose properly, period. If you're feeling menopausal symptoms, that means that the symptoms or the hormones have been declining for the past 10 years, right? That's why we look at that really carefully. So we looked at aging and we said, okay, how far back, if I start feeling tired, lacking energy, my joints are getting stiff. My back is giving out. My knees, my hips are giving out. When exactly that starts? And the science showed that it starts at age of, because from being born to the age of 5, you're still growing. By age of 5, things stabilize somehow, right? And then from age of 5, every single decision, you're eating sugar, you're exercising, you're playing sports, or the kids spending all their time watching TV on the iPad in a basement in a dark space. All this affect your growth hormone, significantly affect and something called an exercise protein in our system and how that will sustain. And the science showed that people who exercise, played sports during this stage, more than one sport. So, you know, the kids initially will like baseball and soccer and football and whatever. And at the end, if they're really going into that, will prefer one or two of those, right? But if you're playing more than one, you will have different kinds of exercise protein. It's totally different from people who, or kids who will not exercise. They don't have this exercise protein. That will help them during their adolescence. They will help them through their adulthood and the aging process. All this, the hormones itself, when you exercise or you're moving at this age, your hormones, whether estrogen, progesterone, or testosterone, will start really earlier, right, developing and will last longer. So that's why people who exercise, CrossFit, bodybuilding, gym, baseball, whatever exercise they will do, they will have more hormones for a longer period of time and more muscle and strength later on. Even if they stop during university or during their employment or they start in the workforce, even if they stop for a period of time, the protein will be there. So it will be easier for them to get back in shape. Mm. Right? That's why it's very, very noticeable. They did that to veterans, right? Especially veterans where get early in the military, and why they age nicely and gracefully than people who never been in the military, because they exercise early, right? They push themselves beyond the boundaries and limits. So when a patient comes to me and they're standing straight and they're walking straight and said, have you been in the military? You know, you kind of see this coming.
Yeah, right? Totally.
Yeah, they have this aura.
And that's the way that they hold themselves. It's like, I don't know. Yeah, I'm trying to do it. So if people are watching, you can see me lifting up. But exactly. Yeah, no, it makes sense. You know what, though, like people always said to me, because I've always been, sorry to interrupt you, but I've always been super active, really healthy. As you know, I really value good health and I like looking after myself. But everyone always said, oh, you just have a good metabolism, you know, because I was always able to get into shape quickly, even if I did stray off my diet. And there's been times where I gained weight, lost weight, but I've been able to get back on track really, really quickly versus some people who can't. It takes them forever. Is that because I was doing the right things, or like, what is a good way of living then? Like, how do we balance real life with healthy living so that we can, you know, have that graceful posture that we were just talking about?
It's incredibly simple. And as we were talking, it doesn't need this longevity program that worth $100,000 or Brian Johnson program.
God, $2.2 million a year or something.
$1 a year to Brian Johnson, who's not even a physician, but we'll leave that for now. But the thing, we have to go to the basics. Get out in the sun, exercise, eat healthy, push your boundaries, right? Push your boundaries. You know, we're getting really soft that if I'm walking and my legs start hurting, I turn around and go home. Why? It's never been like that. You know what I mean? I'm going from point to, we used to walk to school. We used to walk to social clubs. We used to walk to university, right? We used to walk. I used to take the summer vacation or holiday to just walk. You know what I mean? Lose all the weight that I accumulated. Play sports. Sleep better. Sleep until you had enough, right? It doesn't need to be, 8 hours or 6 hours or 5 hours. Sleep until you, okay, I'm waking up at least twice a week. At least twice. Remove the alarm and sleep. Sleep in a dark room so your hormones and your nutrients will be actually going to the right spot and the right tissues to restore and regenerate that, right? And exercise to your lifestyle. I'm not saying exercise just for the sake of exercise for your lifestyle. So I would like to be able to, like, I have two young kids, so I would like to be able to walk with them, exercise, go to martial arts with them, up and down the stairs, carry them if I need to, right? It's pretty simple. So what muscles do you need, right? You need the muscles to help you go up and down the stairs, go to the grocery store, get in and out of a car, right? The grip is one of the biggest indicator now for longevity. So it's pretty, pretty simple. Eat properly, sleep properly, exercise, push your body really to the limit, and regular follow-ups on that, right? Now could be, I can test how much nutrients in your system. I can test peptides, if you're lacking peptides or not. We're not going to talk about the pandemic peptide, that everybody is taking peptides now.
Oh my God.
Every which way with no context whatsoever. But
oh my God, it's so dangerous. It's so dangerous. Yeah.
I had that the other day, the biggest laugh in my life. I had one of the cleaners in the clinic, and he said, "Dr. Damien, I want to talk to you." I said, "Sure." He said, I was able to get peptides from China. Can you help me out and send some patient to me?" I said, "Absolutely not."
Yeah, I'm seeing all these like sales on peptides, and oh man, if someone's having a peptide sale, that's something to be concerned about. You don't want to buy those.
You don't know what you're testing. Yeah, and no matter how much you get third party testing on this, it's really peptide are a living cell, right? Going into that, and sorry to disrupt this, but it's really important people to know that it's not because it's cheap and it's not because it's coming from China or the US or UK or whatever, it's good or bad, right?
Uh-huh.
This is a live cell. So it really depends on, did it break the cold chain or not? If you leave the peptide more than 4 hours outside the fridge, they're dead. I don't care if it says 100% purity. I really don't care. If it's coming from whatever, I don't care. 4 hours outside the fridge, they're dead. If you mix them, you have to use them within 6 weeks, right?
Okay.
Other than that, it loses if efficacy pretty fast. And it doesn't lose efficacy slowly. It really drops from high quality to zero quality. Zero. Mm. After 6 weeks, you're probably injecting water, right?
No.
And I felt it, and I did this mistake, and I left it, and I forgot when I mixed them, and I came back. I said, "Yeah, let me use them," and nothing, wasting time, right? So it's really important because they're unstable, right? They're a living cell, and they're unstable. How long they've been produced? The water, the bacteriostatic water, which is a shortage now, and a lot of patients are asking me to supply them, and said, "Absolutely not. I need to know the source you're getting before I supply." The bacteria, yeah. The bacteriostatic water, if you get it from Amazon, how long has it been there? Because once it's open, it's only good for 30 days.
30 days,
right? What needed you're using. It's a lot of factors. So I really don't care what quality you're getting, if it's 100% or not. All those factors, how you are using them is important. But anyway, that's just to get it off my
chest. It's true. I see it everywhere. I'm seeing it everywhere. And it's good to be aware of that. Something that recently happened to me is I was in mainstream healthcare. I went to a doctor to talk about my hormones, and she gave me a blood work exam sheet, and she had left testosterone out. And I said to her, "I need to test my testosterone." And she said, "Oh, that's a male hormone." And I was like, "Oh my God, you've got so much to learn. What am I doing here?" kind of thing. I'm thinking in my mind, I got to run as fast as I can. So I went and I hired a private clinic here in my city, and I was able to get the right blood work done. So are there biomarkers or lab values that people should be paying more attention to that possibly their doctors don't really routinely discuss? Like, how do we know what we should be testing?
That's a really great question. Really great question. And it happened to me. I was doing blood work here in Toronto at one point, and I asked my doctor to mark estrogen. So my doctor marked estrogen, and the lab said, "Oh, it's a female hormone," and she didn't do it. So come the blood work, I said, "Are you crazy?" And let me tell you how that worked. Let me tell you how it worked. So when I was starting years ago, I was doing longevity blood, regular blood work. And I had this patient, I remember, and I've done everything. Everything was on point, right?
Right.
Nutrition. I sent him to a sleep, and he wasn't feeling good. Main patient, right? He wasn't feeling good. And I forgot to test his estrogen. It took me 6 months spinning. This is the patient that we call in healthcare, you lose sleep over. Because I'm telling you, I was spinning. What is wrong with that patient? I went everywhere, asked mentors. And the minute I looked at his estrogen, my eyes opened, right? My eyes opened because it is such an important. Number one, it helps libido. And it drove me crazy. Like, this guy tests testosterone, free testosterone, six binding hormone. It just, they're all good. Why this patient is not, like, something is not working. So libido, knee joints, like the joints, his knees were failing because you have something called dry knees or dry joint syndrome with increased or decreased estrogen in men, right? So it's just driving me crazy. You got all kinds of of acne. You got oily skin, oily hair. You lose it. It was just a mess. Then this patient had all the side effects of unbalanced estrogen, right?
Okay. I can't
remember if it was up or low, but it just drove me nuts, right? So now you have to market everywhere. So yeah, going back to your question, you need, number one, you did the right thing by going to somebody who understands, because going to a doctor who do not understand is very important, right? You're not going to get anywhere. That's why in our program, we ask the patient to be our partner, right? Divide our patient into two things, right? Now I'm telling you our secrets as healthcare providers.
Uh-oh, I love it. I'm going to keep you talking.
We ask the patient, we divide the patient into optimizers or seekers, right? The optimizers are people who are healthy. They come healthy and they think that, or they want to be better. And when they come to us, they think, like I said before, like they are their health is the Ferrari or Bugatti.
Yeah.
They've got everything possible. They eat only, those are the patients that you see them in restaurants bringing their own food, right?
Okay, I've done that.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you're going to a Michelin star restaurant and you're bringing your own food. That doesn't work.
You don't drink
tap water. They don't eat, literally like 30 minutes in the sun, 31 by the 31st minute, they're going indoor. And they go on the beach and they have like 10 kind of routine creams and sunscreen. Those are the patient optimizers. So we take these patients that are healthy and we get them better. And the question becomes, and we take this very serious, right? We take this because where are you? Because the question to those patients is not, how can I help you? No, they know what they want. They're coming here to optimize their health. So we look at their biology. Where are you on that trajectory of biology? And what can we do to maximize this to the level? So we test them. Those are the patients that actually need more attention, not like traditional medicine, we brush them off like we did. Those are more attention because they will push to get what they want. So we start initially by testing their genetics, right? Their epigenetics, and we do an extensive, comprehensive blood work, right? That includes not only the hormones that you tested, but I would suggest a Dutch test. Dutch test not only see the levels of hormones, it's a urine test to test your hormones and how they work together in your body, right? Yeah. Because as far as traditional medicine, we check your testosterone is at within the normal level, your estrogen within the normal level. Goodbye, Lisa. We'll see you in 6, or maybe we'll see you next year. This is traditional medicine. We don't do that. We need to understand how this estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone express in your system, and they're working or not, right?
Yeah, is it being utilized? And that was my issue, is my testosterone, I had an abundance of it, but it wasn't being utilized properly.
What can we do to get your tissues to absorb that and make the best out of it? It's not by giving you more estrogen. No. We have supplements. We have ingredients now to help your tissues to actually absorb and utilize this estrogen and testosterone and progesterone. Not by giving you more, no, right? And by the way, just to give this hint to the audience, that they don't initiate cancer, because there's still the perception that hormones or hormone replacement therapy or testosterone, they never, never, never cause cancer. And FDA recently removed the black box warning that hormones cause cancer. They don't. Actually, the lack of hormones or the hormone deficiency in your system are way dangerous. It exposes women and men to heart attacks and strokes, as well as blood clots. So we really need to be cautious of this. If you're an optimizer, we need to test you to push against those boundaries in a safely manner. So if you have the gene for thyroid cancer, I will try to reduce or minimize or even eliminate the use of the GLP-1s, right?
Okay.
Not to cause any thyroid problems, right? It's very important to understand that, because I can push the boundaries, but am I harming you or benefiting you? And I always say that, right? That's why peptides are great, but we need to understand if this patient using them, tesamorelin or epimorelin or whatever growth hormone you're using, number one, do you have cancer? Are you susceptible for cancer? Do you have the genes for cancer or not? Before using those, because everybody now is using those, right?
Uh-huh.
I understand. And I'm not against them. So people don't misunderstand me. I am extremely pro-peptides. But if it's used within a context and by the perception of less is more. I've seen people take 11 peptides at the same time. That's craziness.
Wow.
Craziness, right?
That's a lot. Yeah. That's a lot of stuff going on in the body. People don't realize what's happening and it's going directly into your system.
and what's working.
And then how do you know what's working and what's not?
Exactly. So optimizers, we need to pay attention, right? Contrary to the old concept that we brush them off as a physician, how can I help you? Oh, I want to test. Yeah, sure. Okay, whatever. We'll see you next year, right? And in the healthcare system, we get paid for those patients not to see them.
Yeah. Right?
So if we're going to talk about seekers, yeah, you're taking a healthy patient and you're getting paid every month not to see them.
Yeah.
So Lisa, thank you. We'll see you next year. And the other side are the seekers. They have a problem and they either tried or they refuse to try traditional medicine, right? And those are people that really needs help. Right?
Uh-huh.
Pay attention to this problem first, but we don't look at it from this problem. So I recently had a patient that she's really concerned that she's getting arthritis, specifically psoriatic arthritis, right? And it was a great case because she doesn't have the markers on her system. So she went to a doctor after doctor after doctor, and they never found markers that she will have psoriatic arthritis. So they said, we'll see you next year or whatever. But her whole family has got psoriatic arthritis, right?
No.
You do to this patient, you treat or not. So we looked at it and said, okay, examining the patient, looking at this, you have inflammation. Your joints are tight. You have swelling in the morning in your toes and fingers, right? And probably your back. She said, yeah, the back is starting to get stiff. So is it aging or is it arthritis? We don't know. So let's test for that. So I sent her for all that inflammatory tests. Inflammatory tests, food sensitivity, and a toxin overload, right? Because I'm sure with a lifestyle, busy, have her own business, have kids and whatnot, this patient definitely not eating not eating the proper nutrients and not exercising properly, not sleeping properly and whatnot.
Huh? So
with this, and then we're slowly looking to reducing the anti-inflammatory, right? So we look at the diet, sleep pattern, right? If you really want to do this and you really have to put the effort. I know kids are important. We all need to pay bills. But if you're really going to look into this, because the other alternative is we're going to wait a few years. We don't do anything for that. And you end up on biologic. And when you say that, that means immunosuppressant. Psoriasis is an autoimmune condition. The body is fighting itself, right?
Right.
The minute that you get diagnosed and your markers goes up, you will be on biologic. You'll be immunosuppressant. You'll be sick for the rest of your life. Your immunity goes down, and it really is not a nice life to live. For somebody active, it's horrible. But she was smart enough that she got the symptoms, right? But no markers. So she's really, what we call it, she's really falling in, like between the cracks, because nobody wants to help, right? But she really going crazy that she wants the help. So these are the seekers that we really pay attention to them by looking into this, reducing the inflammation. And this is where the peptide role will come in, right? We reduce all the inflammation through TB500, BPC-157, GHK, and we'll add KPV because she definitely have inflammation in her stomach.
Uh-huh.
This a real life example now that our listeners hope to get inspired that if you have symptoms, don't let anybody tell you that your blood work is okay, right? I promise you they haven't done the right blood work. They haven't looked into your genetics. They haven't looked into your biological age. And like
yeah.
you might not even know what to look for.
Yeah, 100%. You know, a lot of this sounds really futuristic when we're talking about it, but can you break it down so that the audience knows that it's for anybody and everybody? Because a lot of people think, I can't afford this, or it's way too much for me. I don't know what to do first. How do we just improve our health generally?
Improve our health, we have to be, number one, it's a commitment, Lisa. You're going to get the commitment, right? You're going to commit to a healthy way of living. I've seen this over and over. People look at themselves and say, I want to lose weight. But are you serious? Right?
Right.
People lost weight way before Saxenda, Ozempic, and Mounjaro. And we used to lose weight. No problem. Now people feel helpless without them.
Yeah.
And I made a funny video on Instagram recently when I took the GLP-1 from one of my patients and she got so mad.
I saw that one.
You can do it yourself. We've done it for years.
Yeah.
And we don't need $1,000 a month to spend on Ozempic or Mounjaro. You do not need that. I promise you, you can do it without, right? And it's very simple. We need to know what we're eating. We need to know what exactly going in our stomach and our body, right? And that starts with, you need to monitor your sleep first. Sleep is the most important and it is for free.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, sleep. clear your mind and sleep. I don't care how you're going to do it. If you cut screen time, if you meditate, if you exercise, I'm not going to get into this. There's a million ways, right? Sleep. Sleep enough. Number two, eat a balanced diet. Know exactly what you're eating. And I'm not saying that go after a specific regimen like a keto diet or whatever. No, just make sure that I eat enough protein. High protein diet is the highest value and return on your investment in food and your time. So you're going to eat 1 to 1.5 grams of protein per pound, period. It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. Look, and honestly, it's as simple as there are apps now that you can scan the ingredients on any food and will tell you exactly what's in it. We'll calculate how much protein you're eating. Restrict your carbs and fat. And if you really, really like your carbs and fat, at least don't eat them beyond lunchtime, not even at dinner time, lunchtime, right? Okay, I'm just going to eat them in the morning when I'm active or do whatever, right? Assuming that you're very active in the morning and slowly, slowly we wind down by night and just have a protein dense diet in the evening. That's all what you need. Exercise. Again, a lot of patients recently said, we don't like the gym. I am extremely happy with the gym culture, generally speaking, everywhere in North America and Europe and in the Middle East. A lot of people now go to the gym. There is a gym in each corner. But if you can't make it to the gym, there are home exercises like calisthenics, military exercises, whatever exercises that you like, yoga, tai chi. It doesn't matter. Walk. Go for a good walk and do some push-ups. You will be okay. Mm-hmm. And get a doctor that understands a lot about biology, not only pathology. There's a difference here, right? When I know about pathology, I'm treating your heart attack, right? If you don't have a heart attack, I can't treat you. Like, what am I treating? Your heart is okay, right? What am I treating? You get my point? The best I'm going to do is get an EKG because there are no codes to get paid if I'm treating you for anything other than a heart attack.
Right.
Heart disease or heart condition or a vascular disease. There's no codes for that, Lisa. So it's just, and I'm talking about the US and Canada. And I had the privilege of working in a lot of healthcare systems, but I'm telling you that, right? You come to me and said, I wanna check my heart. Why? Do you have symptoms? If you don't have symptoms, I don't get paid, right? Why am I checking it, right? So you need somebody to look at the biology. I need to look at your heart. Your heart for your age should be that kind of healthy, right? Ejection, from an ejection fraction, from a calcium score, from arteries, right? What is going on? So there are tests for that. There are blood tests and there are calcium score tests that you go in and you get a CAT scan to your heart and will say what is precipitating in your arteries or not. In the brain, right? We can discover Alzheimer's 10 years ahead of it. How devastating is Alzheimer's? We can prevent it and we can reverse it. If I tell you that, I tell you, Lisa, you have a family history. Genetically, you look like you're going to have Alzheimer's in the next 10 years. You're going to do everything possible not to lose your mind. You know what I mean? Seriously.
So it's just about being proactive and taking health seriously and doing the work. I think that's the biggest issue in the way people want results right now is they want it so quickly and they want it without having to do anything. And so they're still, you know, thinking that there's this magic way or you're going to inject a peptide and you don't have to go to the gym or you're just going to be able to take something. But reality is, even if you are supplementing, you still have to do those foundational things. Otherwise, they're not going to do anything.
70% of the work is you, and it's for free. 75%. Everything else, hormones, peptides, supplements, is only 25%.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And I want to quickly touch on supplements because, I mean, there's so much out there. And I know there's a few foundational ones that are really, really good for you, but should people be supplementing without getting the proper testing done? Or if you were to recommend any supplements to the audience, what would they be?
I'll tell you what I take and I'll tell you why I take it and how I take it, right? As I said, the mitochondria is and will be the future, the health of mitochondria, and mark my word, will be the future for healthcare in the next 100 years. Mitochondria to our 5 years old function. If we're able to do this, we will beat aging altogether. And you will see people living to 200 and 250 years. Just crazy. One, right? So to do this, you need to take NMN and NAD+.
Okay.
Those are the gas, the fuel. right? And it really depends. Are you getting the 83 fuel or you're getting a premium fuel? It's really up to you. I don't care. As long as you feel, and you have to feel it. There is a special rush comes from the NAD plus and NMN. And I'm saying both of them because some people lack an enzyme that can convert NAD directly. So you need NMN that this enzyme, if you lacking or this enzyme is slow or whatever, will convert to NAD and then the NAD will work. So it's
Are you talking about an injection or like a supplement that you swallow?
Injections are better, but pills are not bad.
Okay.
The bare minimum, and there are patches now. And there will be nasal spray coming soon. It doesn't matter. You have to adjust the dose and you see how you feel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Vitamin D3, K2, and another supplement is called natokinase, right? Are extremely important for longevity because they clear your veins and arteries from cholesterol. They literally clear. Yeah, so D3, K2, and natokinase, your first defense mechanism against heart attack is really deficient, right? And we all have our own views about cholesterol, whether it's healthy or not or whatever. We're not going to get into this. And cholesterol pills, if they're healthy or you don't take them, I don't like them. I don't like cholesterol pills, period. All those Lipitor, Crestor, and whatnot, I don't like them for whatever reason. Hopefully non-pharmaceutical company, like pharmaceutical company wouldn't hear me saying that, but I don't like them because their job is to get the cholesterol and calcify it and stick it to your veins. This is the job, right?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they calcify the cholesterol, the soft cholesterol plaques into the arteries and the veins, which an old technology, an old mechanism, so that they wouldn't go through your blood vessel and block the heart, which I understand at that time was good. But what if I can clear this before you calcify it? Do you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, 100%. Rather get rid of it than keep it there.
Like it.
Yeah, because then it's just going to build up again. I'm thinking of like a pipe. You know, you cut the roots of the pipe, but they're going to grow back.
That's right. So why don't we clean it? We have supplements now with those three supplements. You take them regularly, twice a day, right? You will clear those. So I take those regularly. I take as well berberine for blood sugar. I take anti-cholesterol supplements because I said, but you don't need to take all this if you're not really worried about cholesterol. But NAD, NMN, D3, K2, natokinase are extremely important. Omega-3 or PEA are extremely important as well. Other than that, honestly, you're just wasting money and time if it's not done within the context of a program. Other than that, really will be too much. You don't need it. Some people will say I add creatine. I do creatine because I really like it for muscle mass, for strength, for stamina at the gym. For brain now, they discovered it, so I take it, whether you would like it or not, but that's a different discussion. But the base are those. Those are more important than multivitamin.
Amazing. So before we let you go, I would love for you to just talk about the future of longevity. So what do you see happening over the next 10 years? And can you give us any more secrets as to what you're up to?
I believe we've all noticed in the last 3 years, it's becoming an industry on its own. There are some countries like Dubai have their longevity ministry now. This is how it was getting.
It's amazing.
Yeah. They have a ministry of longevity.
Wow.
And it's separate from Ministry of Health, which is incredible. So people are taking this seriously. And as I always say, and I've said that for 10 years, longevity is going to be a necessity, not an accessory anymore.
Yeah.
Not gonna be for the rich and slow. You can do that for free for 75% of longevity is for free. So I believe AI will be an incredible tool to monitor people, to monitor their health, their habits, their pattern, and we'll be able to extract data invaluable to help our biology and pivot our biology curve to a healthier and better life. Again, AI is not going to take over our lives, but it will be a good tool to monitor patients 24/7, 365 days of the year. Not every 3 months or every 6 months like you visit your doctor. It will be every minute of every hour of every day. And we'll have a homework for you on a daily basis. Those are the nutrients that you need. These are the steps that you need to get through. how much water, how much exercise, how much, and will help you direct your life to a healthy one. So that will be able to get the best and the most out of life and really more potential. This is longevity. Things will get easier. All this pandemic of peptides will slow down. Hopefully will be regulated to the point that, okay, it's not going to be like pharmaceutical company, but will be a respectful peptide sources only allowed and respectful healthcare provider that are accountable. They're knowledgeable to do that, not just influencers talking about all that craziness. And we'll get to the bottom that, okay, your body's aging at this pace. I can help you slow it down by that is the program. Let's follow this program for few months and we'll take it from there. I think that will be the future of longevity. It will be all personalized, customized to you, to Lisa, to Hanny, to whoever is getting into this. It will be custom built for Lisa, for her lifestyle. She likes nature. She would like to be alert, doing podcasts or whatever, or somebody just super active, doing physical job all the time or doing mental job. It will be customized specifically for you.
I think that's so important. And I think that'll take out, or it will take out the guessing game. I think that's the biggest issue right now is we have all these influencers, we have all these companies releasing all these supplements and they're all claiming that it's going to fix everything to do with people's health. People are taking more supplements, they're doing more things because people are selling it to them because they're pretty or they're, you know, they're easy to get along with and you like them. So you're like, oh, I want whatever they're having. And then we're getting so mixed up because we're taking all these things and our body's like, well, we don't need that. We don't need that. It's actually causing damage to our system. And so to have everything kind of streamlined and curated to our bodies with constant monitoring, man, that sounds like a dream to me. So I love it. I love it. That's exciting.
It's the FOMO now. Everybody's fear of missing out.
Yeah.
The peptide hype. Missing out on the longevity hype, missing out, whether it's a patient or a provider of influencers, everybody's jumping on this, right? And it will settle down. I've seen it. I've seen it over and over. People get excited about things, you know what I mean? And they will leave it. How long are you going to keep injecting yourself?
Like, yeah.
How many injections a day? And for how long do you think like people in their 30s now taking 11 needles a day with peptides? 30 years from now, I think they will still have the aspiration, they will have the will to wake up in the morning and inject 11 injections a day? I don't think so.
No, that makes me feel sick to my stomach. It's been so much fun talking to you. I could talk to you for hours. There's so much we could talk about. But good thing is you're going to be back. And so for today, if someone listening out there is, you know, experiencing symptoms, brain fog, fatigue, and they're accepting it as their new normal, what is the message that you want them to know before we leave today?
Aging is optional. So what would you choose, to age or to defy aging?
I love that. I love that. Where can people get in touch with you?
I'm very active in social media. Hanny Damian on Instagram, Hanny Damian on Facebook. And my website has been updated now to accept more and more messages. DrDamian.com, DrDemian.com. Reach out. I'm getting a lot. I see a lot of patients in the clinics now that seen me on social media. Love it. Love the challenge. But make sure before you send a message that you will follow. Otherwise, you will be kicked out of the program.
Amazing. Well, it's been so much fun talking to you. And for everybody out there, you've got 12 clinics that you're running. And so that is super exciting. You're so busy. And you just have this passion for helping people. And I love it so much. We miss you. It's so nice to have you back.
I really miss you. Yeah, I really miss the podcast. I love our conversation and our talk. It's really inspiring.
It totally is. It's helping so many people. So thanks again for being here. And thank you so much to our audience for tuning in. So if today's conversation reminds us that aging isn't simply about getting older, it's about how well we care for the incredible bodies that we have. So while none of us can stop time, we can absolutely influence how we move, think, recover, eat, and feel as the years go by. And so it's time to take charge of your health. A huge thank you to Dr. Damian for challenging us today and for his conventional wisdom around aging and for giving us practical science-based tools to take charge of our health. We'll make sure to have all of his information in the show notes for you to have access to him and to join his challenge. But as he said, if you're not following the rules, you're going to be kicked out. So you better be prepared to actually do the work. Stay tuned for the next episode, everyone. Take care.